The Bible says that Christ was slain from the foundation of the world. So, you know, long before there was a planet called Earth or a garden called Eden or a couple called Adam and Eve, God already knew man was going to blow it and already had a plan in place. But you mentioned Good Friday. I mean, here is like the worst day ever, the murder of the innocent Son of God. Why do we call it Good Friday?
Yeah, why don't we call it Horrible Friday, yeah. Miserable Friday, because it is arguably the worst thing, well, not just arguably, it is in fact, yeah, the worst thing that ever happened in human history,
yes,
happened on Good Friday. But here's what resurrection does. Mm-hmm. When Sunday comes and Jesus is raised from the dead, then in retrospect, we're able to look at Good Friday, at that Friday, and call it Good Friday. Mm-hmm. Because what was done on that Friday, the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on our behalf, now is solidified, not just as a memorial, but in fact, it has been an effective work because of the resurrection, mm-hmm, where Jesus conquers sin and death forever.
Right.
And so now we look forward to our resurrection someday,
yeah,
but Christ is already raised, and Scripture says we're raised with him, so to,
yes,
speak. And then we will one day in our resurrection be able to look back retrospectively, mm-hmm, at our lives and see the, mm-hmm, evil that happened in our lives,
yeah,
and be able to see Romans 8:28, God caused all things to work together,
yeah,
for good.